Many Americans may have an emergency reservoir of money they never thought they could access. I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning. Amid this COVID emergency, the federal government has changed the rules on tax-protected retirement plans so people can take their money out without penalty and put it back when the cash flow returns. It's part of the $2 trillion economic stimulus package that should be getting more attention, but care and reflection is needed to avoid trading off hardship now for hardship in future retirement. Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell linked up from St. Paul. Thank you for connecting, Chris.
Well, thank you, David.
All right. The old rule was a hard and fast rule. You couldn't take your retirement money out that had been tax protected if you were under 59 and a half years old without this whopping penalty. But if you look carefully in the big stimulus plan that came out of Congress, they're changing that?
They're absolutely changing that. So the penalty was 10%. Plus, you would pay ordinary income taxes on the amount you took out. So now with the new rule, what they're saying is no penalty. And by the way, you can pay the taxes that you owe on the amount that you withdrawn. You can spread it out over 3 years, or you can actually put the money back over those 3 years. So what they're basically saying is you can withdraw without penalty up to $100,000 from your 401k if it's related to the coronavirus. And by the way, that definition of related, it's really broad.
All right. So for people lucky enough to have retirement savings, which is certainly not everybody in America, this could be a crucial lifeline during this terrible stretch in the economy. But we have to remind ourselves that money was being saved for a reason, your retirement.
I know. And here's the thing. The standard advice is you don't tap into this money because you're not going to have money for retirement. But so many people are going to be hitting the wall. And so when you run through your list of priorities, this is a pool of money. And it's a choice between paying the bills and tapping into retirement savings. You're going to tap into your retirement savings. But here's the thing, David. You know, one of the things that we've been talking about is thinking about what might be some of the longer term implications of this. And I think this really highlights that people need a pool of savings that they can tap into in an emergency. And there has been this push for employers to offer that kind of plan.
So what we've been talking about is already in the law, but what you're about to talk about is on a wish list. How would it work?
It would let employees meet their short-term financial needs. The employee would be automatically enrolled into this employee-sponsored payroll deduction, rainy day fund, or emergency savings account, or sidecar account. And this could be tapped at any time for any reason to pay the rent, the mortgage, the utility bill. But the key is that it's through payroll deduction.
All right. Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Now, the company TJX, which owns the clothing retailers TJ Maxx and Marshalls, is announcing it'll temporarily lay off to furlough what could be more than a quarter million of its employees this weekend. It's the latest retailer to trigger mass layoffs given the virus. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra has more.
For a lot of retailers, sales have basically disappeared in a matter of weeks because many of these companies still do almost all their sales in stores, and stores have been forced to close to get the virus under control. And because unemployment is really high right now and people are less willing to spend. And as TJX said in an SEC filing yesterday, it can't tell how long this pandemic is going to last or how much worse it's going to get. So it's cutting costs. It has about 286,000 workers and is furloughing most of them. They will be able to apply for unemployment, and if they currently get benefits, which, caveat, many retail workers don't, TJX will continue to pay for those. And this is happening across the industry. Hundreds of thousands of workers have been furloughed at Macy's, Kohl's, Gap, JCPenney, Ross, and other retailers. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.
And the electric car company Tesla is furloughing all non-essential workers. The plan is to reopen May 4th. Markets, the oil producers cartel OPEC meets tomorrow to see if they can agree to cut some production to boost sagging prices. Crude is up 3.6% in New York right now after falling 10% yesterday. It's $24.50 a barrel now. Leaders of countries that use the euro have failed to agree on a new COVID emergency stimulus package, and the DAX stock index in Germany is down 1%, Paris down 1.6%. Here, the Dow future is up 67 points. 0.3%. A reminder today from China that cities can ramp back up after a COVID-19 lockdown, but even there it's taken 3 months and the process is a slow one. In Wuhan, where the strict lockdown began January 23rd, train, road, and rail connections have been reestablished, but initially only those with a special health clearance code are allowed to leave. Here's the BBC's China correspondent Robin Brandt.
Public transport, the metro system, all of that is back online. They have lifted the most draconian restrictions. So people living there who want to leave can now do so. If you want to go to Wuhan as well from the rest of China, you can do that. But there are numerous conditions in place. I think the most significant is the need to have this green code on a widely used health app on smartphones. Green basically means you are no risk. If you've got that and you want to leave Wuhan today on one of the 100 high-speed rail links, or one of the 200 domestic flights leaving all by car, then you can do that.
Robin Brandt with the BBC. And what is tithing in the religious context? Often 10%. In a humanitarian gesture, Twitter and Square CEO Jack Dorsey has pledged 28% of his net worth to fund charities around the world helping people deal with COVID-19. He's pushing $1 billion worth of his stock in Square into his donor-advised fund that will do the giving. These funds don't have to disclose how they allocate money, but reportedly Dorsey will open this up for all to see. I am David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.